This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Israel's cabinet could authorize a complete military takeover of Gaza for the first time in two decades as international pressure ramps up amid scenes of famine and a new video of Israeli hostages is released by Hamas. For the latest, we go to Jerusalem. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger. Robert, when we look at this and what we're hearing from some of the leaders of Israel, what is the end goal for Israel in Gaza?
Well, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that there are three goals. That would be to defeat Hamas and to get the hostages home and to ensure that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel. Having said that, there are a lot of critics over here and elsewhere, but within Israel, who say, well, the goal of defeating Hamas and getting the hostages back are mutually exclusive. In other words, you can do one and not the other. And so that's the dilemma that Israel's in right now.
That leads to my next question, Robert, and that is there any hope at this point of reaching any Israeli hostages that are still living?
Probably not in a rescue operation. Over the past 22 months of war, very few hostages, I think the number is 8, I'm not sure, but something like that. Only 8 have been rescued by the Israeli military, and 150 at least or so have been freed in various ceasefire deals. Now, the optimal way to get them back would be another ceasefire deal. There was a deal that U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff had on the table, and it's been on the table for several months, and we thought they were going to get it, but now it's broken down. That was for a 60-day ceasefire that would see the release of about half the living hostages, 10 people.
Any answers right now for humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza? Because, you know, the international community is seeing some pretty horrific pictures of malnutrition and other issues for residents there.
Yeah, those pictures have really been very costly to Israel, with enormous pressure coming from abroad to get more aid into the Palestinians. And that has been happening now for, I would say, the past week to 10 days since Israel eased up on the blockade. So right now you have about 200 trucks a day going in. There have been airdrops daily, which are not considered terribly effective. Amounts to about one truckload of food. But these airdrops have been going on daily now from various countries, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Israel itself has been involved, European nations, Canada, trying to get some food in. So it's easing a little, but the situation was so bad that it's still dire. But there are efforts by Israel to get more food in right now.
So, Robert, again, when could we expect some kind of decision on Israel's next moves?
So Prime Minister Netanyahu is convening senior officials. It's known as the security or a partial security cabinet, the army chief today. And then the broader security cabinet is supposed to meet later this week to discuss the next step. So there are basically two options: try to reach a ceasefire deal with Hamas, but that has pretty much broken down. And Netanyahu, according to reports, is now considering the complete conquering of all of the Gaza Strip, which would include areas where the hostages are being held. So that's a big concern. From what we understand, the Army Chief of Staff opposes that. But that's one option: step up military activity in Gaza to try and get the hostages out or force Hamas into a deal. And the other one, I suppose, is try to, through channels of diplomacy, maybe Israel making more concessions to try and get a Hamas back to the negotiating table. Right now, the military option seems more likely.
Robert, thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you.